This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings and welcome aboard WKOK Sunrise, and welcome aboard. We're going to be finding out about Oleana, which is a play that is coming up this weekend and next weekend at the Green Space Center in Lewisburg, one of the super performances of the River Stage Community Theater. I always invite folks to do what I did the first time, Google River Stage, and you come up with the Middle Atlantic River Forecast Center. It tells you
how high the river is today, right?
Exactly.
Flooding conditions.
Yeah. But stick River Stage together and put in community theater, and you'll find out about what this super volunteer theater around here that's just putting on really high quality, Broadway quality performances of super plays, very timely play in this particular case. You just heard the voice of Jove Graham. We're glad he is back. We've interviewed him.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, about a half a dozen times on these good plays that you do and so on. Folks around here might know you as one of the researchers at Geisinger, but if they catch you on a weekend on the right time of year, you can be any one of a dozen characters that you've played up there.
That's right. So, that's how it works.
Yeah, we really appreciate what you do and for coming in. So Jove Graham is here. Samantha Roberts joins us. I think I'm interviewing her for the first time. She's going to play Carol in Oleana, and she's a woman who does acting as just a fabulous hobby around here. We saw you pop up on the schedule in Bloomsburg, so you do some acting around here. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And tell me about how your performance is and where else we might see you acting and that kind of thing.
Well, right now I'm only doing this show. But I'm the executive director of a traveling theater company, a Peregrine Performance Project, and we perform all around for that. So.
Okay, well, we have heard of them. All right, well, super company. All right, well, thanks for living in our valley and doing a lot of volunteer efforts around here, too. So we appreciate that. And Peter Wiley is back. We interviewed him, we think, maybe 8-10 years ago.
A long time ago.
A long time ago. Well, that can be a long time for us. So, all right. So, but he's director of Oleana on the River Stage Community Theater. He knows all about theater, too. And you make a living from taking good care of theaters elsewhere, right?
Well, I have a media production business, which is related but not exactly the same thing, because there's nothing like live theater.
All right. Well, this is really something. So that's what we're going to be seeing at River Stage. Okay. Give us a glimpse of Oleana. We'll go around the table and get everybody's impression of what this is.
Sure. Yeah, so this is David Mamet's Oleana. It was written in 1992, but it's one of these plays that, especially this year, we thought was very important, very timely to put on. The great thing about the play is you ask three different people what the play is about, and you'll probably get three different answers here. But for me, what I think is compelling about the audience is it's really a battle between two characters for control and for power, two characters that shouldn't be in this battle at all. It's told over three scenes, beginning, middle, and end, and you see this college professor who I'm playing and a student who Sam is playing, and in the first scene, she's just come to talk about her grades, which aren't so great, and the teacher who says he's a good teacher, we see evidence that he's really not that good of a teacher. He treats her pretty badly. But still, it's a situation where it seems like he's got all the power and she's, you know, just the student there to really not in control. But then as the story goes on, he in particular makes some really terrible errors in judgment, and things get flipped around to where she has got leverage over him and she's got control. And then from there, I think from the audience perspective, it's who's gonna come out on top? How's this thing going to end?
And Samantha, this is a pre-Me Too play, correct?
Yes.
So this was starting to pop up before then. Do you see the connection between the Me Too era and this interaction that happens in his office?
Oh, yeah, definitely. well, the biggest thing is I came into this show, I wanted to do this because I've actually seen these things occur. You know, I went to university and they happened twice in the 4 years that I was there. Once my freshman year and my senior year with other students and faculty members. And there were two different instances, and that's what this play highlights, is that there's two sides to every story. And in the Me Too movement, you don't really know exactly, you know, who's telling the truth or what their perspective. They're both telling the truth. So it's really interesting to be able to look at it and see two different sides of the same story.
Right. So in this case, John is the man that Jove is portraying. He's not some serial perpetrator of widespread abuse or anything. He's kind of feeling his way through life, and but crossing some lines seems obvious, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, from her perspective, he's just doing these awful, awful things, and he belittles her, and the things that he says, he doesn't even see it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, you know, when you look at it, I think the audience will have a lot of aha moments, like, oh, John did say those things. He did do those things, and I didn't really understand that was wrong until now. Just like in the Me Too movement, where, you know, years and years and years of actions have been sort of overlooked or sort of pushed to the side, or you don't really see that there's anything wrong with that behavior until someone stands up and says, no, this is not okay.
So Jove is playing Joe Biden in the play, is that right?
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far. But no, I think what's really interesting is if we're doing it right, then my character can do things, and maybe it's not 100% obvious to everyone in the audience right away that was a misstep, but that certain people in the audience who have maybe seen that before, either, you know, done to them or someone, then it will ring a bell and say, wait a minute, what did he just say? That seems off, whereas somebody else might see that same behavior and say, oh yeah, you know, that's just what people do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peter, how do you direct a play with this sort of four-dimensionality to it, this idea of, depending upon how you look at each line, you could sort of perceive it a different way?
Well, very carefully is the answer. I think that David Mamet's writing, which is excellent in this show, helps a great deal with that, because he's built the ambiguities into the language and the structure of the play. And in a lot of ways, you just have to let it go. And it works out the way that Sam and Joe have been describing. I think one interesting thing about this play is that it gives you a look into, when we see these things in the news, we see the sort of caricature of what's happening. You mentioned Joe Biden, and a photo has come out about Joe Biden, which has now been widely circulated. And the two people in the photo say, well, that's not really the reality of that moment. And one of the interesting things about this play is that it has a lot of ambiguity, so you have to question what the reality is. You have to come to your own interpretation of what the real dynamic between John and Carol is. And it gives you a look into these situations, which is more complex and realistic than what you hear sometimes on the surface of the news.
Well, the Oleana is April 5th and 6th, so that is this Friday and Saturday night, and the 12th and 13th. So they'll be next to Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. each time. And then on Sunday, April 14th at 2:30 p.m. at the Green Space Center in Lewisburg. You can get all the information you want at riverstagetheater.org. Set up a brief scene. I always am so lucky on these shows that the actors and actresses play some of the line, read some of the lines, or run the lines, as you guys would say. Set it up, if you would, please, Peter.
Well, this is part of John and Carol's conversation, and it's a key point at which they debate the meaning of something that happened.
I don't understand.
My charges are not trivial. You see that in the haste, I think, with which they were accepted. A joke that you've told with a sexist tinge, the language you use, a verbal or a physical caress. And yes, I know you say that it was meaningless, but I differ from you. To lay a hand on someone's shoulder,
that was devoid of sexual content.
I say it was not. I say it was not. Don't you begin to see? Don't you begin to understand? It is not for you to say.
So sexual harassment, but accusations and denial, and not only how the audience perceives all of this, but how you perceive this and how you perceive it, that becomes pivotal, Samantha?
Oh, yes. It begins, so the play begins sort of, you know, Carol is sort of on a low end of the situation, and these things are happening, and she's starting to interpret them and starting to create opinions of her own throughout the play. And then she sort of gains power in expressing those opinions and her perspective more. And so, the there is a shift, and it's very clear that she sees things differently than he does.
Yeah. The "it is not for you to say" is just, it's such an important theme that goes through this whole play. One of their first conversations is about language and about words and how sometimes words have different meanings than what they seem like, you know, to somebody who's not sort of familiar with them. And that just keeps happening and keeps happening, and this constant idea of just because I say something and I say, well, that this is what I meant, that it's not always about that. It's also about the listener and how they take something in. And how
is that hard for you? Because you have to say to yourself, well, I have to play this in such a way that I don't convey that I'm a monster, but but I'm not quite innocent.
No, absolutely. We don't want to all three scenes to be a very obvious case of, oh, you know, pure and wonderful and good Carol here and this, you know, this terrible ogre. It's not, you know, Beowulf and Grendel, or, you know, it's not this terrible monster movie. No, you want everything that John does, as I said, to be from a place that you can kind of see that that's not what he meant to do, but in some sense, he still did that. You know, we see public figures in the news all the time saying, well, you know, sorry if what I said offended anybody, or, you know, oh, you know, no, how could you take it that way? I that's not what I meant. And, you know, hopefully as a community, we're waking up to the fact that, well, that those things matter. What you say matters, not just to the speaker, but to the listeners as well.
Yeah. No such thing as an incidental touch anymore, you know, because
everything's
thought to be...
And tying to what Peter said, what's fascinating about the play is that everything is out in the open on stage. There aren't any scenes in this story that take place kind of away where you can't see them, where you wonder, oh, did he do this? Did she do that? No, everything is right there for the audience to see and make their own decisions about, was that appropriate? Was that not appropriate? What just happened? What did we just see?
And myself in the back row taking notes.
Yeah.
There's a touch. Oh, wait.
A little bit.
Note that comment.
And the thing about it, the play is too, is that at every moment in the play, both the characters are completely persuaded of the truth of what they're saying and are being truthful. And from the audience's perspective, you will sort of want to walk up on stage and shake them and say, don't you realize that this is going to have this consequence for you?
Yeah.
And that's the fascinating thing about the play. As I said, it unfolds a situation that lots of us encounter, I think, in all kinds of different organizational, institutional contexts. And we want to say, well, you should behave like this, but that's not going to happen in this play. It's just going to be a collision between two different worldviews, and that's where part of the excitement comes from, and the drama comes from in the piece.
Well, if you play this well, your supervisor at work, if it's a female, they're going to call you into the office Monday. If it's a male, they're going to say, great, great actor.
I have to say that one of the reasons to come see this play is that there are two fine performances here. I've been watching this unfold over 6 weeks now, and both of these very talented artists are doing a terrific job. And
well, you're going to be enriched by this. Oleana, thank you all so much for coming
in. Thank you for having us.
Really, very, very much appreciated. What really happened in the professor's office? #MeToo? David Mehmet's Oleana is April 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th at 7:30 p.m. and the 14th at 2:30 p.m. at the community at the Green Space Center in Lewisburg, riverstagetheater.org.